Across the 40, coming near side, 35, needs a block, gets outside, has the 20, he's going to the house, 10, 5, touchdown Kentucky!
From the UK Sports Network, this is Big Blue Nation Radio.
The second for one, make the turn, got him, game's over, Kentucky wins!
Interact with the show by calling 859-280-CATS, that's 859-280-2287, or statewide at 800-606-GAME. That's 800-606-4263.
Touchdown, Kentucky! Victory, Kentucky!
Or tweet the show at UK Sports Network.
And for the eighth time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
Now your host, Taryn Hendrick.
We welcome you in to another edition of the Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. I'm Darren Hedrick with you, and we've got a very special guest coming up in just a few minutes as Kentucky Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart will join us off the top of the show. We'll also hear from Curtis Birch and Dick Gabriel later on to talk about the big win for Kentucky football, getting ready for another home game against Northern Illinois on Saturday, and also the latest with Kentucky volleyball. It has been an extremely difficult schedule. A challenging schedule for Coach Skinner's team, and now they get ready for SEC play this weekend. So stick around as Mitch Barnhart will join us next here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. It's the perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Start your day with the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit, available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Here are five big reasons to buy a Toyota RAV4. It's the best-selling SUV in America. It's incredibly versatile. The electrified RAV4 Hybrid delivers 219 horsepower and the best resale value in its class. And the number one reason, the great fuel savings. At an EPA-estimated 40 mpg, this RAV4 Hybrid could save you thousands in fuel costs over the next 5 years versus the average new vehicle. Get details of all offers and fuel savings at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Introducing your LG&E and KU starting lineup. Simple tips for saving energy and money. Renewable energy programs. A new customer app for your smartphone.
While the cats fire you up, LG&E and KU are empowering you to save money and stay in the know, because our energies go to serving you. Learn more at
lge-ku.com.
Have you ever thought about what little self-control you have when in front of a bowl of chips and salsa? Do you eat your feelings after a big win or loss? If you're anything like our family at Screamin' Mimi's Salsa, the answers are yes. For 30 years, Screamin' Mimi's has been about bringing people together. Founded in Lexington, our salsa is sweet with a kick of heat. We are a Kentucky proud product, and we're excited to cheer on the Cats this year. Find us in Kroger or visit ScreaminMimi's.com to make Screamin' Mimi's part of your game day.
As a leader in diagnostic radiology services, Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI offers the best in imaging technology, X-ray, CT scans, and MRI. LDC delivers quality patient care by providing comfortable and convenient solutions. And to save patients on coinsurance and copays, the LDC price structure is significantly lower than hospital rates. Learn more by visiting LexingtonDiagnostic.com or call 859-278-7226. Knowledgeable patients and physicians choose Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. I'm Darren Hedrick, and we are pleased to be joined by the Athletics Director for the University of Kentucky, Mitch Barnhart. And, Mitch, we know you're a busy man these days. Thanks for taking some time. How are you?
Doing okay. Yeah, it is really busy. I was in Cincinnati today with our men's golf team, and had a chance to put eyes on them for the first time this season. And so just rolled back into town just a little bit ago. So just, but it's good. It's good. Good time of year.
Well, you've got multiple sports in action right now. Let's start off talking a little bit about the football team. It was a fun weekend at Kroger Field, a nice win for the team over Youngstown State, but also a chance to honor Coach Stoops and have his family and basically the town of Youngstown, Ohio, in attendance.
Yeah, lots of folks from Youngstown, and it was great. I had a chance to spend some time with Bob, who I've known for a while, and then the rest of the family came down. Wonderful to do that with Mark's family. And the timing couldn't have been better. It worked out just great in terms of him being able to become the all-time wins leader at the University of Kentucky, and I'm really thrilled for him and the accomplishment. I know he wants to begin to put that in the rearview mirror and begin to look at other things and aspire to do other things. But I was really happy. It was a nice weekend that we were able to enjoy a big crowd, largest crowd we've had for an FCS opponent since 2015 when we played EKU. So that was great. We've had two big crowds to start the year, against Miami, Ohio, and Youngstown. It was unbelievable, and we're really in a good shape with tickets out for next week, and tickets available still, but they're getting a lot out. And it's been really good. I mean, I'm excited about the crowds out. They've been fantastic, and the new scoreboards we had a chance to unveil those a little bit and put some new graphics and things like that up there, which is exciting. And we're still working out the kinks on all that. Not perfect on that yet, but we're getting there. They're a big-time addition to our stadium.
I want to go back to Coach Stoops becoming the all-time wins leader in the ceremony. What did that mean to you, to having been with Coach Stoops since he got here and being on that ground level, building this program, and now to hit that milestone? What did it mean to you to see Coach Stoops and his program reach that achievement?
Well, I told him this, and I mean it in the greatest of ways. I've just watched him grow as a head coach. Mm-hmm. The demeanor that he has on the sidelines, the way his team reacts to him, and the way that they play for him, and in the emotion and the love and the truth that he conveys to them, it comes across. It's real, and Mark has become a really, really good head football coach. And sometimes it just doesn't come together for some coaches. And Mark, he made an interesting comment one time, and I thought it was great. When you're in the position, you're coaching a position room, you're coaching 10 kids. Then you move to a coordinator position, and you're coaching 50 kids. Mm-hmm. Then you become the head coach, and you're coaching 120 kids.
Right.
And he goes, so the ability to be in that room with young people, when you've only got 10 in the room, you can read the room pretty good. You get a pretty good feel for the room. When you read the room for 50, it's a little harder to read the room. You have to have some help doing that. And then you get to 120, and it's like, oh, my word, I got to really have a feel. Mark, it takes time for a coach to know what how the room feels with 120 people in the room. And it just doesn't happen when you walk in for the first time as a head coach. And over time, he has a real feel for the room. When he walks in, he understands what's in his room.
Well, we've seen his program grow. We can't wait to see what's next for Coach Stoops and the football team. They'll host Northern Illinois this Saturday at Kroger Field. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff, and our Don Franklinato countdown to kickoff coverage begins at 5. But another program that has grown and soared to the heights of a national championship and a sport that has continued to grow and blossom has been volleyball. Mm-hmm. How excited are you as an athletics director to see what Coach Skinner's program has done since the national championship, of playing these marquee national games that are on national ESPN television and also on radio?
Well, I know Craig would like to win a couple of them.
Sure.
We're 5-4, and all four of those losses are against really high-level opponents. I mean, we're talking about a monster schedule. I'm sure if they did the RPI on it, it'd probably be number one or two in the country. I'm not sure where it is right now. They probably haven't come out with that yet. We had close to 4,000 people in there packed into Memorial Coliseum, and an incredible crowd for an ESPN game against Louisville. And that was the highest rated game on ESPN, a regular season volleyball game on ESPN in its history.
How about that?
And so we're, I think that speaks to a couple things. Number one, the respect that people have for our program and the way Craig has built it. Number two, the game of volleyball has grown in a dramatic way, and young women are wanting to come to play the game, and there's an excitement level of the game. When you went to rally scoring in 25 points, and you got there's an excitement level that people enjoy watching the game. We've put it on radio, as you know. It's on our network, and we've never done that before, and we've got really dynamic things happening in that sport, and Craig's been a leader in that. He has been one of the guys nationally that has said this is a sport that needs to be reckoned with and pay attention to, and he's done a great job. 5 straight SEC championships in a row. He's been with me for 18 years now, I think, and he's never missed the NCAA tournament.
How about that?
And so I think that's a heck of a record for Coach Skinner and what he's done, and he'll figure it out. He had a couple players. One, Allie Stumler, went pro early. She went pro. She had a COVID year, but she chose to go pro, and that's okay. I mean, good for her. And then we had a young woman named Maddie Skinner, and she transferred back to Texas to be closer to home. And those two things sort of impacted our ability to find a really big-time hitter that could finish the game. And so you get into those things where you have to readjust your roster, and he's done a great job with Reagan Rutherford and Rollins, and I could go down the list. But yeah. He's done a nice job of getting there. We'll be fine as we settle into SEC play. We'll be okay.
It's hard to believe you have a non-conference schedule where you look forward to being in the SEC's portion of your schedule.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's been tough. 2, 3, 5. I mean, like 3 of them in the top 10. And some of the wins are against top 25 teams as well.
Really is. Well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll continue with Mitch Barnhart in just a moment. You're listening to Clark's Pup and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next 4-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
With the Kroger Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. And for every dollar you spend, you earn fuel points, which can add up to $1 per gallon off at the pump for the win. Plus, save every day on groceries and get personalized digital coupons for the win. The Kroger Plus card, all you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at Kroger.com and start saving. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Little Caesars proudly introduces their Fancinoni Pepperoni for only $9.99. The fancy large pepperoni pizza topped with over 100 crispy old world pepperonis all the way to the cheesy caramelized crust edge. Now that's fancy. So grab your fancy cell phone and order a Fancinoni Pepperoni pizza with our app or online at littlecaesars.com. Put on your fancy pants and sashay in and out of Little Caesars between 4 and 8 with a large hot and ready Fancinoni Pepperoni for just $9.99.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Here's Jericho's real-world pharmacy success story from Kentucky Community and Technical College System.
I was able to pursue pre-pharmacy, didn't have to go to a bigger university, which saved me tons of money. We were a lot more focused on core parts that were needed. There wasn't a lot more fluff. I wasn't in a classroom full of 300, 500 kids. You know, it was a lot more one-on-one with the teachers.
Start your own success story. Learn more at kctcs.edu.
Insiders look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick with you, joined by Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart. And got a couple of things, a bigger picture to ask you about, Mitch. But first, let's talk about the soccer teams. Your men's soccer team's got a big home match tomorrow, and they've drawn some great crowds so far.
They have. They're 4-0-2, and they've played as much like Craig. They've played a monster schedule to begin with. And the league that we've moved into, the Sun Belt, went from Conference USA to the Sun Belt is a really difficult league. Marshall's won a national championship, and they came into town the other night, and that was a tie game 1-1. It was a really, really physical, good game. Tulsa, we went on the road with Tulsa and had a they were ranked and tied them on the road 1-1. And so you're 4-0-2 on the men's side, and they've got a big one against Lipscomb tomorrow night. They're 21st in the country, I think, and they're always talented. But Johan does a great job. He just continues to put a team out there that knows how to compete and compete well. They usually guard the goal. They're pretty stingy in giving up goals, and they're pretty efficient in finding goals. And we've got some good players, I think, are finding their way to give us another good year on the pitch. And then the women's soccer team with Troy Fabiano. Troy is first-year coach, 7-2. He's done a remarkable job. We got a win against Iowa State, who went to Michigan and beat Michigan at Michigan at the time that they were ranked 15th in the country. We beat them 4-0, and then we beat Purdue here, who was an NCAA second-round team last year, 2-1. So he's got some good quality wins to get started. Obviously, you're getting into the heart of the SEC play, and our schedule gives us a chance to win some games. So I'm really impressed with what he's done. His outreach to our alumni has been terrific. He's just his teams last year at Wisconsin-Milwaukee, his team was second or third in the country with 66 goals scored in a year. So they score goals, and his offensive efficiency is showing up at our place. We're scoring a lot of goals, and they do a nice job. So I'm excited. Doesn't mean that the non-conference stuff will translate into conference success. It's a tough league, but we'll get there eventually. He's done a really nice job getting us off to a different spot.
Chatting with Mitch Barnhart, and like we mentioned in the last segment, a busy man these days with all the athletics teams going in action, but also, Mitch, I guess you could say dealing with an ever-changing landscape in college athletics. And let's talk a little bit about, I'd love to get your thoughts on what do you see in terms of the future SEC schedules, because you've got Texas and Oklahoma eventually coming in the league, and people have thrown out all these different models, and how do you kind of see the future? What do you think is the best model so that fans get to see all of these teams more frequently and you get the best matchup?
So every sport that the SEC sponsors had a group of people on a committee of athletic directors or SWAs, and we worked with the conference office to sit here and say, as we transition into this new looking league in 2025, which is where right now it sits. They will join July 1 of 2025. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Is it 9 games in football? Is it 8 games in football? Is it 20 games in basketball? Is it 18 in women's basketball? Is it still 30 in baseball? Or do we drop it down and make it 24? Or how do we do that differently? Is it 24 in softball? 24 in softball has worked really well. 24 softball games has allowed our softball programs to go out and schedule other people and allows them also to not beat each other up so badly that they get last couple years we've had every team in the league has made it into the NCAAs. So we've got a lot of questions. Each group came back with recommendations, and those funneled through the athletic directors, and then those recommendations will eventually go to the presidents. And we've approved a lot of schedule formats for all of those pieces, and we're working our way towards that. The football is one that continues to be fascinating.
Yeah.
8 or 9. 8 has worked really well for Kentucky. I'm not going to lie to you. It has worked incredibly well for us, and I would speak to us and for us only. I don't want to speak for other schools or what they should do. Each school is going to have to look at it through their own lens. But I will tell you, 8 has worked well for us because we've been able to schedule, to been able to keep our players healthy, to try and limit injuries and to create opportunities for us to rest some guys. So when we get to conference play, we're even sometimes when we don't have the greatest of depth, we've been able to keep a strong roster. So the 8's worked well for us. That allows us to play the in-state game with Louisville as well as the three other games, and frankly, about every other year, we've been able to have 8 home games, and that's a big deal financially for our program to be able to have 8 home games. And everybody said, well, there's probably more money in television. There could be, there might not be. And that on those years when we give up that on the 5, if there's 9 and we have to go on the road 5 times for conference play, that makes it incredibly difficult to schedule the rest of those games at home and make sure that we've got the balance in it that allows our program to have some financial success to keep the rest of our programs in play. 2 programs feed the other 21.
Right.
And so we've got to have the ability for them to create revenue so all the other teams that we've all enjoyed the successes what they've had, as much as we'd like to think that they can stand on their own, they can't do it.
I was curious, too. I know there's a lot of talk about the I guess it's the yearly rival, like Kentucky always plays Mississippi State. So from Kentucky's perspective, would it make the models easier if you did away with that yearly rival game from the other division? Well, I guess it depends on what kind of divisions you end up
in. So yeah, there's been conversation about, is it two divisions still? Is it one big deal? You know, in the top two, there's lots of conversations, and there's lots of modeling that's going on. And so do you have a permanent opponent? Do you have two permanent opponents? No, you can't do that. Okay, so what is best? And you're going to have to go through that same conversation in basketball as well.
Sure.
On both the men's side and the women's side. And if you have a permanent opponent on the women's side, who wants that team? You know, whichever team that is. You know, who wants that team? Do you want, I get that team. It'd be the equivalent of, you know, maybe it's South Carolina, who's had incredible success. Yeah. If that's your permanent opponent, that makes it really, really difficult really hard. So I'm hopeful that we'll get to a conversation where there's I think that fairness and equity are always in the eyes of the beholder. And what I think is equitable and fair and is probably not what others think is equitable and fair. So I think that there's going to have to be everyone's going to have to give a little bit and find balance in the conversation.
One other thing about that, and then we'll move on to something else. Baseball has sort of got this rule in the SEC where you can't go more than, I think it's back-to-back years without seeing an opponent. So baseball never goes more than a year or two without playing Alabama and so on and so forth. Would that kind of rule, is that even a rule that could help in another sport like basketball or football? Could that work?
Yeah, I think it depends on whether, you know, then you get into, is it home or is it away?
Right.
And, you know, and okay, I can play you at home, but I won't see you at away for another two, you know, three.
Yeah, right.
And then the challenge in that is rosters are changing so dramatically. There's a couple ADs in our league that have said, hey, it's real important for these kids to be able to see every place. Well, they're not staying long enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're either going pro or they're transferring or they're moving out, and the rosters are flipping so rapidly, I don't even think that that's a part of the conversation anymore.
Yeah.
I think that you've got to really think really diligently about how you're managing those conversations. And the equity and the competitive fairness, I think, is what we're trying to get to.
If you don't mind standing around for one more segment.
No, I'm glad to do it.
Touch on
glad
a couple of other things while we have you here tonight. Mitch Barnhart is with us here on Clark's Pep and Shop BBN Radio. This is the UK Sports Network.
Hey, I'm Jackie, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. It's the perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Start your day with the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit, available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, Blue Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234. 8528.
Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat action. Now, to stock up on all your game day supplies, all you have to do is head over to your nearest Liquor Barn store. If you don't want to do that, guess what? You can also place an order for pickup or delivery through the Liquor Barn app or the website. Folks, that's all you got to do. It's that easy to shop for your favorite spirits, wine, and beer, and you can do it all in one place with Liquor Barn. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Have you ever been driving down the road and out of nowhere, bam, that Skyline craving hits you? Doesn't matter where you're going or what you're doing, you've got to pull into the nearest Skyline and get some of those amazing cheese conies immediately. That freshly steamed bun and all that fluffy cheese just melts in your mouth. Mmm, man, that's good. Let me guess, you're getting the craving right now. Sorry, not sorry. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Couple more minutes with Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart as we welcome you back to Clark's Puppet Shop BBN Radio. And Mitch, wanted to ask you about a couple of other things that's pertinent to the reality of college athletics these days. Let's start with the transfer portal and the new rule with the 1 year of basically a free pass to transfer. How have you seen your coaches adjust to rosters that can kind of fluctuate a little more turbulent, I guess, to say, with players choosing to go or come into the program.
Yeah, I think the transfer portal has changed a lot of the mindset of coaches. You're seeing, I think they said last year there was 21 or 2,200 football players in the portal. Okay, and they said, and there was a statistic that someone said that 80% of them found homes. Well, that on the surface, that sounds really, really good. When you start doing the math on 80%, that means about 400 or 500 of those young people never found a place to play. So my concern as we look at that is that the landscape that we're now in, and that young people are, you know, I come into a program, I see I don't have a real room, I don't fit, and I'm going to leave. Okay, I get that. But where are you going to go?
Right.
And then you've got another group of people coming in, the COVID seniors, the COVID year kids, the kids that wanted to transfer. That combination sort of all hit at once.
Yep.
It all hit at once. You've got sixth year, seventh year COVID seniors, redshirt seniors, and a lot of things that are impacting rosters. And so right now you may have a roster that's incredibly high-end with upperclassmen. And you might have some that are incredibly young, but the transfer portal allows you to even all that out a little bit. I was talking to one of our coaches on our staff, and he said, well, I'm really concerned about, you know, the new landscape that we're in. And he said, but the great saving grace is I can always go into the portal. And that's never been the case. You could never had that, you know, you never could do that because you always had to sit 1 year. Mm-hmm. You always had to sit 1 year of residence, 1 year in residency. And so that has changed the dynamics of it a lot. How you're coaching your locker room. And I think go back to Mark Stoops a little bit. The ability to understand what's going on in your locker room, mm-hmm. really, really important. But you also are going to be able to see kids that are struggling to find time in their respective sport, whatever it happens to be their respective sport, if it's on the court or if it's in the pool or whatever. They're not competing for the right amount of time in their mind.
Right.
So now I'm going to go someplace where I have a chance to do that. And so it changes the dynamics very, very rapidly. And the rosters, where I used to be able to say after a couple of years, I sort of knew everybody on the roster. I have to reorient myself every year, go, oh, my word, give me the roster and give me some numbers so I can begin to put name with face. You know, it's hard.
Yeah. One more thing before we let you go,
sure.
And that's the NIL deals. That's become a part of the ever-changing dynamic. Mm-hmm. But you've had multiple athletes across multiple sports have success in finding deals.
Yeah, you know, I think that's if there's a couple different components to the name, image, likeness piece. It is their name, their image, and their likeness. And we've got some young people who have done a remarkable job of finding their way to use that landscape to their benefit. And what I think it does is it teaches them the right things in terms of building their brand and building their own businesses. And I can point to a Will Levis, a Masai Russell. I mean, I can go down the list, and it's just an amazing group of young people. We had almost 180 young people that have really sort of established
wow.
their own brands, mm-hmm. whether it's our men's basketball team. That's sort of an easy one to get to. You know, that is one that they can sort of manage.
Sure.
Everyone else is unique in that space. But we've got almost 1,400 or 1,350 total transactions in all of that. So people are finding their way to align their name, their image, their likeness with something. And then you couple that with the Alston Awards, which is another new landscape for us, where they're getting academic achievement monies and they can put those monies in place. You put that in place with a university program that is really, really cool, UK Invest. And we are going to be the first school in the country to offer an investment portfolio program for our student athletes. And that will begin after financial literacy education. So then if you say, I'm going to take my name, image, likeness money, I'm going to take my Alston money, and if you get your cost of attendance money, and you're really thoughtful about the way you do that, you're going to have an opportunity to learn how to invest. And when you walk out of our program, you're going to have a portfolio of money that will absolutely allow you to start your family and allow you to start doing the things that you want to do, whether it's a house or a small business, or you need something, you know, of a tangible, you're going to find a way. And I it's a really great program. Dr. Eric Monday and the university executive vice president put it together on a national level with Jason Schlafferoff, our staff. And I'm really excited that our kids are going to be one of the first, well, they'll be the first ones in the country to be able to open up an investment portfolio while
That's
they're
great.
In college.
I feel like I was born 30 years too early. Mitch, we know, again, we appreciate you coming on with us as always. Great stuff, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it. Go Cats.
That's Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart. We'll continue with Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio after this on the UK Sports Network.
Thousands of our teammates make and deliver 300 of the world's best brands and flavors, locally. From the heartland to the coast, in big cities and small towns. Our products are moving, and our trucks are rolling. We share a passion and a purpose, and we love to refresh and serve our communities. We are Coca-Cola Consolidated, your local buyer.
There are VIPs, and then there's you, someone far too important to play the Kentucky Lottery just one single way. And now there's VIP Platinum. Platinum because it's the one game from the Kentucky Lottery that lets you play two different ways, via scratch-off and fast play. Play both ways to give yourself the most chances to win. Buy VIP Platinum at the counter or from one of our convenient vending machines. VIP Platinum from the Kentucky Lottery, the game where the VIP is you. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Our Eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
With the Kroger Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. And for every dollar you spend, you earn fuel points, which can add up to $1 per gallon off at the pump for the win. Plus, save every day on groceries and get personalized digital coupons for the win. The Kroger Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at Kroger.com and start saving. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a part of Big Blue Nation, then you need to listen to BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m., immediately following the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
It's a one-hour insider's look at UK athletics, hosted by Darren Hedrick, and a rotating cast of coaches, players, and your favorite UK Sports Network personalities.
Victory, Kentucky!
Get inside the program with BBN Radio, Monday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. on the UK Sports Network.
It's your man Buffalo Steel from the world-famous Nappy Roots, and I got a message for you.
Never underestimate you. Never underestimate you.
The Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship provides free tuition for Kentuckians who want to earn a degree in a high-demand career field. Go to workreadyky.com to learn more or give them a call at 833-711-WRKS.
Available at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System.
Never underestimate you.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick joined now by a man we're still trying to get an NIL portfolio for. It's Curtis Birch. And, Curtis, it was a fun chat with Mr. Barnhart just a few minutes ago, and it's been a fun night. Mark Stoops retelling or recounting the win over Youngstown State 31-0. Obviously, every win's a good win, but things that Coach Stoops wanted to work on, good and bad, coming out of the Penguins matchup.
Yeah, I think he shared the concern of many of the callers. He addressed it about the offensive line and some blocking things. He talked about it in his press conference earlier today with the media, so you know they're definitely working on it over there at the Joe Kraft practice facility. And, you know, I agree with you, Mitch. Had some great comments, some very interesting comments. If you missed any of those or you missed the Mark Stoops show, tomorrow morning we'll have both up on podcast. Just search UK Sports Network Radio on your favorite podcast player. And, of course, they'll be on ukathletics.com as well, so you can listen to the full comments there.
Let's start talking about the Kentucky defense. There was a lot to like about this defense because I felt like Youngstown State offensively never – I know there were moments in the second half where they had opportunities to score, but it never felt like at any point the Penguins were in a position where they might pull an upset because of the defense. And Carrington Valentine showed up big a couple of times.
Well, and he, of course, was our post-game player of the game. Gabriel talked to him. We got his interview on a portion of his interview on Twitter and the full one on our Facebook page. And, you know, you say they didn't feel like they were close to springing the upset, but they did feel close to scoring there. And Carrington Valentine made sure that didn't happen
right.
when he had that interception. And I thought his quote was kind of funny because when he was talking to Dick, he said, we talk finish. Mm-hmm. He had the ball in his hands, and I just went to take it. I just yanked really hard, and the ball came out. Sometimes it's as simple as, you know.
I love that quote, yeah.
Just trying your hardest, pulling your hardest, and he had success. But I think the two things that Coach Stoops mentioned and Carrington mentioned when we talked to them after the game on the radio was Carrington had a bad play before, but it didn't let him bother him, and then he made that big play. And with Carrington, I think that he is really kind of taking that next step. Jeremy Jarman has been harping on this for a while because in a preseason interview that we had on Behind Kentucky Football that Jeremy hosted, talking about Carrington's improvement, it was stuff at the top of the route, getting stronger. And when you hear those things about DB, you're like, what exactly does that mean? You know, the defensive coaches, those is what we're really harping on with Carrington. And you saw it on that play in the end zone where he ripped the ball away and he made the interception. You know, so it's just I think you're really seeing the progress of the defense. And it just continues to build on it. Yep. Tony Neely and I were sitting over there, and he was giving me some fun stats. You know, Coach Stoops often jokes with Tony about how he's got the good snaps. But this was really interesting. He told me that UK has allowed 30 or fewer points in 47 of the last 54 games.
Wow.
Now, 20 years ago, that's probably not as impressive, but with the modern-day offenses at these college runs, all the talent all over the field, to hold teams under 30 that frequently is really impressive. Look at the scoreboard. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
The rules and the way defenses have to cover receivers and things like that, it's really harder and harder to stop.
Yeah, it's kind of – I mean, if you talk to any defensive guy, they complain about how it's slanted to the offense. And to be able to do that and to be able to have that shutout at home finally, which, you know, everybody was kind of shocked that it had been that long, and, you know, the first one actually in Kroger Field because it wasn't called Kroger Field the last time they had a shutout at home. I think it was just an overall – it was really a great day for the defense. They had a couple hiccups, but they – came back from him, made some fourth down stops, made big plays all day long.
Offensively, we heard Coach Stoops talk about the things he wants to see his group clean up in the practices leading up to Northern Illinois this Saturday. But let's talk a little bit about Dane Key. We're talking about a young man who's already tied the record for touchdown receptions by a freshman, three of them. First of all, it's hard to believe that three is the record. And second of all, even harder to believe he's already tied it. And we're three games into the season.
It just – what he's doing is so impressive on so many different levels. Coach Stoops made a particular point to say that it's not just the touchdowns. Obviously, touchdowns are important. I think we all know that.
Those are fun, yeah.
But the crossing routes, the things that he does to pick up those first downs. And what Coach Stoops said about Key, when you look at him, you know, before he gets to the end zone, he's such a big target, and he gets up and gets the ball, and he's able to almost be a tight end type, you know what I mean? Like a tight end target. He's that big and has that good of hands. He's catching everything thrown his way. It's just really impressive for him to do this. He got a little bit of a head start and rolling early, but you don't expect this kind of production this early. And honestly, oftentimes, coaches bite their tongues when they're talking about these young guys. They were talking about Dane Key as soon as he stepped on campus and how everybody was impressed with him. Will Levis mentioned how he was impressed with him. And he's showing what he did in practice on the field on Saturdays. And it's just so exciting to see where he goes and where the rest of this wide receiver room goes, because there are so many guys. I mean, a guy like Dekel Crowdis, who people are kind of clamoring for because he was in talk the Dane Key of last year, but then had, you know, a setback with some injuries. And so it's like, how many guys are we going to have on the outside that are able to catch the ball? Chris Lewis caught his first touchdown. Yep. I mean, just so many young, talented guys.
So many weapons. Visit Malone's, Drake's, or Harry's for your next day meal, or order carryout for your next watch party. Visit BluegrassHospitality.com for menus and reservations. proud partner of UK Athletics. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. Coming up, we'll be joined by Dick Gabriel, the sideline reporter for the UK Sports Network and the voice of the Volleyball Cats right here on these UK Sports Network stations. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio.
This new Toyota Tundra is amazing. It's rugged and capable.
Designed, engineered, and built right here in the USA.
And Tundra is more powerful and more fuel efficient.
The iForce Max hybrid powertrain delivers 437 horsepower.
And with the multi-terrain select, no matter what the conditions are, it automatically adjusts the engine throttle and traction.
Well, the crawl control modulates the throttle and brakes.
When we say you can go anywhere and do anything,
Tundra really means it.
Yeah.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Every 2 weeks, UK Healthcare sees enough patients to fill Kroger Field. 60,000 people from across the Commonwealth and the nation coming to UK Healthcare when it matters most. Life-changing care, world-renowned experts at locations across Kentucky. That's what it means to be the official healthcare partner of the Big Blue Nation. Caring for our fans the way they care for our athletes, our staff, and our families. UK Healthcare. The power of advanced medicine.
At Athenian Grill, our delicious, authentic Greek food is inspired by real family recipes. Our generous portions of perfectly prepared lamb, chicken, and veggies are way too good to keep to yourself. Authentic Greek cuisine. Come check us out at our new South Ashland Avenue and East Main Street locations. Need catering? Give us a call or visit AthenianGrill.com. From our family to yours, let us share our authentic Greek home recipes with you.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the burger of your dreams. It's on the new DQ Signature Stack Burgers menu. A lineup of five premium burgers, like the Flamethrower Signature Stack Burger and Loaded A1 Signature Stack Burger. With 100% seasoned real beef patties, melty cheese, and a combo of top-notch toppings and sauces galore. This dream burger is calling your name. But it isn't a dream. You're ordering at the DQ drive-thru.
Hello.
The DQ Signature Stack Burgers lineup. Try it today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick, Curtis Birch with you, and we are also joined at this time by a man who needs no introduction, but we'll give him one anyway because it's radio. Dick Gabriel joins us. He is the sideline reporter and voice of the Volleyball Cats here on the UK Sports Network. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm well, thank you, sir.
Let's talk a little bit. We'll get back to football in just a moment, but I got to ask you about the weekend with volleyball, two games against Louisville and the match with Nebraska. You and Leah Edmond on the call. How fun was it to do that on the radio side?
I hadn't done radio volleyball in a few years, really since prior to the matches beginning to pop up on TV and on streaming SEC Network. But it was fun, you know. You know how it is, man. It's like riding a bike a little bit. But you got to talk a little faster and got to provide a little more info than you do on TV. But it's fun working with Kathy DeBoer on TV and fun working with Leah on the radio.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about working with Leah, the four-time All-American and such an accomplished volleyball player, how fun it is to work with her on those broadcasts.
Yeah, she does a really nice job. And, you know, we met and talked before the game about – the differences between TV and radio. And, you know, you might say to yourself, well, duh. But there's, as you know, Darren, you've done both.
Yes.
There's such a different pace. And it's more difficult for the analyst to make the changeover, I think, if they're not experienced when you go from TV to radio, because you got to get in and get out. But you've also got to be able to explain it to people who really don't know the sport as deeply as you do. And I think that she does a really nice job at that.
Yeah, I concur. I think she was amazing in those games. The flow of radio is slightly different, but she was able to jump in and take her spots. And, I was talking to some people, and at one point in the broadcast, there was a timeout. She explained what Coach Skinner was going to do, and then UK came out and did that. And,
yeah.
I mean, obviously she's got great insight with her experience in the program, but having that from a listener standpoint is just a real treat.
And you know what else is great is, and this, of course, the more years she does this, it won't be the case. But right now, she's commenting on players against whom she played with at Kentucky, and then some of the players
on, for instance, there were a couple of kids on U of L squad and one or two kids on the Nebraska squad that she played with or against in AAU competition.
Wow.
And she's still playing professionally and has run into to some of these folks. So that's great insight as well.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, let's talk a little bit about this team, Dick, because I know they're frustrated despite playing a brutal non-conference schedule. They're frustrated to be 5-4. They want to win those games in addition to playing them. And they were so close, both against Louisville and Nebraska. And Coach Skinner told us last Monday on this radio show about how they just need to finish some plays, and it's the little things against a number two team or a number one team. It's the little things, and they're right there. How do they, though, break that glass ceiling, so to speak, though, and finish those plays and come out with these wins in those matches?
Well, obviously, you know, easy for me to say. You got to bear down. You got to communicate. But you've got to just pass and play defense. And as you guys know, what gets the headlines and the highlights are the kills when it comes to volleyball, the big swings, you know, the rocket shots. But those don't happen without receiving a serve or knocking down the other team's shot and then making a good pass to your setter and then a set that can set up, obviously, the outside end or the middle, you know, for a big swing like that. So you got to play every point all the way through. And you're right, they are frustrated. And yesterday was a perfect example. They led most of the first set, let it get away. They had a 23-20 lead in the second set, let it get away. And then just kind of the bottom fell out in the third set. But the match they lost to Marquette, the five-setter to Louisville, you know, they let it get away. So, you know, the good news is they're learning. It will help them down the stretch as they try for a sixth straight SEC championship. And by the time the tournament rolls around, you know, they will have learned a lot from this, but it's a painful way to learn.
I want to ask you this, too, about volleyball, and we'll start talking. We'll go back to football here in just a few minutes. But we have talked nonstop. Coach Skinner has really praised the growth of the sport. I mean, Kentucky has been on the mothership, ESPN. They're now on the UK Sports Network. The sport of volleyball is growing. I know you've covered the sport and Kentucky for many years. How fun is it for you to see how this sport has grown from when you first started covering Kentucky volleyball?
Well, it's great because when I first started, Kathy was coaching or just finished up, and they had, you know, some success, won a couple of conference titles. That's back in the 80s. Then there was a bit of a dry spell, you know, a long time between sips of water. But then they hire Craig Skinner, an assistant coach, coincidentally, at Nebraska. And maybe not as much a coincidence as you might think, because your prior guest, Mitch Barnhart, that's his MO. You know, when you look at the young coordinator he hired away from Florida State, an assistant coach, up and coming, that worked out pretty well when you're talking about football. When, you know, he hired a young assistant coach to run his baseball team. They're, you know, almost every sport at Kentucky, similar MO. And it's worked out extremely well, of course, for Kentucky with Craig Skinner. And they finally broke through. And quite frankly, Darren, there was a year or two before they won their first SEC title that they let him get away. Coincidentally, we're talking about that, but they couldn't quite break through against Florida, and now Kentucky's the team to beat. The SEC is no longer the SEC, the Florida Invitational. You know, it's Kentucky, it's Florida, and then every year there are teams. Tennessee, Missouri, when it first joined the league, went the whole season undefeated. So SEC volleyball, it's not caught up with the Big Ten yet, but it's getting there.
I'll take the ship because I got your transition into football, because when, Dick, you were on the sideline there and our pregame host, Christy Thomas, does some on-field hosting, and I was really concerned that she was not going to have enough time during the timeout, because she actually had written out back-to-back-to-back-to-back SEC champions when she was introducing the volleyball team, and I just found that really comical, and I liked how they did that. That was a fun moment.
Yeah, and, you know, you've got kids who, and I had a faux pas with Leah. I said four-time SEC championship. Said, oh, just three. You got to hit me there. I'm, oh, sorry. But, you know, everybody who has played in that program, not including the freshmen, has known nothing but success, not unlike the football program. And so that's obviously how you build a program.
Before we shift over to football, I want to remind fans that Saturday's Kentucky-Northern Illinois football game is presented by Appalachian Regional Healthcare. ARH is leading the way for the Eastern Kentucky flood relief. If you'd like to donate or learn more, please visit ARH.org. ARH.org. ARH. More of Appalachia. Let's take a quick timeout. One final segment with Curtis and Dick Gabriel. When we come back, this is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post-hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Levis gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment.
Vogel does it again. His second home run of the tournament.
Just down the sheet way for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
There are VIPs, and then there's you, someone far too important to play the Kentucky Lottery just one single way. And now there's VIP Platinum. Platinum because it's the one game from the Kentucky Lottery that lets you play two different ways, via scratch-off and fast play. Play both ways to give yourself the most chances to win. Buy VIP Platinum at the counter or from one of our convenient vending machines. VIP Platinum from the Kentucky Lottery, the game where the VIP is you. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Our Eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
Thousands of our teammates make and deliver 300 of the world's best brands and flavors. Locally, from the heartland to the coast, in big cities and small towns. Our products are moving, and our trucks are rolling. We share a passion and a purpose, and we love to refresh and serve our communities. We are Coca-Cola Consolidated, your local buyer.
Final segment of Clark's Puppet Shop BBN Radio for the week. We've got the three amigos with you. I'm Darren. He's Curtis. Dick Gabriel with us as well. And we promised we'd go back and talk a little football. And, Dick, you were on the sideline. From your perspective, what were your takeaways from a game against Youngstown State that Kentucky really dominated defensively?
Well, we were talking about that Aaron Gershon is coming up next on my show on Big Blue Insider. And I was talking to Freddie Maggard earlier today, and really anybody I talked to, Mark Stoops was a little salty today at his news conference. But, you know, you were asking me about perspective on volleyball, and, you know, I go back a little ways with football, back when they pumped up the first ball. And, brother, I can tell you, I do not recall, maybe Rich Brooks was like that after a win, but I do not recall a coach being that salty after a shutout victory that has moved his team, my friends, to 3-0.
Right.
And now, what, eighth in the country. But you know what? That's how you get better. That's why it works.
Yeah, first time Kentucky's won a game as a top 10 team since 1977.
How about that?
You were in – I'm not – we joke about you. You were in school then, right?
It was my last year, and I actually broadcast the games for the campus radio station. It was fun. I mean,
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So, I mean, Coach Deuce talks about knocking down doors all the time. And, you know, when you get these numbers out of the way, it's impressive. That was – Tom Leach was joking with us after the game, Dick, about how the shutout was one of the last things
– Yep.
Shutout at home was one of the last things that he hadn't called.
Yep, on his bucket list. There's no question. He did the game up in Cincinnati, which was a home game that had moved up there. They had agreed upon with Miami of Ohio, and it was a shutout. But, no, and I remember that shutout in 96. And they should have had one, Curtis, remember, against Mississippi State, but they gave up a safety 2 years ago. So, and Mark Stoops, you heard him when he walked in to do his post game off air. He said, I just can't believe that. And I said, well, they've come close, but this is the first.
Now this week, the focus turns to Northern Illinois. And as you guys, I know you grew up fans of college football and people listening, Northern Illinois is one of those MAC teams that historically has been good. This is a solid team. They played Vanderbilt tough at home. They were up a couple of touchdowns, but maybe a backup quarterback. But this is always one of those tougher – if you're going to play a MAC team, this is one of the tougher ones coming out of that league.
Hey, Southern Illinois upset Northwestern, so you got to look out for those geographical directional schools. But I think Mark Stoops and his staff will have the complete attention of their players this week, based on again what Stoops talked about this morning.
No doubt about it. We've just got a couple of minutes left in the program. Dick, I know you've got a show coming up after we're done, the Big Blue Insider. What have you got on tap besides Mr. Gershon?
Well, we'll also talk to Jeff Pecoro, the former football Wildcat, who's a really unique perspective, Darren. He's one of those guys who played for the winless Jerry Claiborne team, and then he was part of the team that went to back-to-back bowl games. So he has seen the quick turnaround and what it takes, and also played under Frank Kersey. But, Jeff was a wide receiver, and it's really fun to watch him as he breaks down, listen to him, too, as he breaks down these young receivers. Man, what a talented room. But they missed some blocks, didn't they? And the first thing Jerry Claiborne told his wide receivers when he took the job was, you guys are now downfield blockers. Didn't go over well, but it had to be said.
Well, good luck with your show tonight. We'll talk to you Saturday at Kroger Field.
Thank you, brother.
All right. That's Dick Gabriel of the UK Sports Network. And, Curtis, this was a fun show tonight. Great conversation with Mitch Barnhart, like you mentioned earlier tonight. If you missed it, you can find it on the BBN Radio podcast that will be available tomorrow.
Yeah, and a little teaser, the Behind Kentucky Basketball podcast should have some things coming down the pipeline within hopefully this week, depending on my schedule and how much time I have to edit. But we got a chance to sit down with all of the Kentucky basketball players recently, and we'll be sharing those in the upcoming weeks. So be sure to be subscribing to that podcast in addition to Behind Kentucky Basketball and Football.
Yep, and then, like we said, the Mark Stoops Show and BBN Radio all will be available wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to Curtis Birch and Dick Gabriel for joining us. Special thanks to Mitch Barnhart for being with us in the first half hour. This has been Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. We'll talk to you next Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the UK Sports Network.
You've been listening to Big Blue Nation Radio on the UK Sports Network. Big Blue Nation Radio is a presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.
Keep playing. Keep working. Keep going. And keep moving. With the exceptional orthopedic care at Baptist Health, with an experienced team and a full line of advanced services and procedures, it's no wonder most people choose Baptist to help them keep on keeping on. Visit BaptistHealth.com/ortho to find a Baptist Health provider.
Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat action. Now, to stock up on all your game day supplies, all you have to do is head over to your nearest Liquor Barn store. If you don't want to do that, guess what? You can also place an order for pickup or delivery through the Liquor Barn app or the website. Folks, that's all you got to do. It's that easy to shop for your favorite spirits, wine, and beer, and you can do it all in one place with Liquor Barn. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!